The museum's various levels were comprised of vast caverns linked by a network of subterranean streets, tunnels, staircases, elevators, escalators, ladders, slides, trapdoors, and secret passageways. It was like a massive underground multi-level labyrinth. The layout made it extremely easy to get lost, so I kept a three-dimensional holographic map on my display. My avatar's present location was indicated by a flashing blue dot. I'd entered the museum next to an old arcade called Aladdin's Castle, close to the surface. I touched a point on the map near the core of the planet, indicating my destination, and the software mapped the quickest route for me to get there. I ran forward, following it. The museum was divided into layers. Here, near the planet's mantle, you could find the last coin-operated video games ever made from the first few decades of the 21st century. These were mostly dedicated simulator cabinets with first-generation haptics, vibrating chairs, and tilting hydraulic platforms. Lots of networked stock car simulators that allowed people to race each other. These games were the last of their kind. By that era, home video game consoles had already made most coin-op games obsolete. After the Oasis went online, they stopped making them altogether. As you ventured deeper into the museum, the games grew older and more archaic. Turn-of-the-century coin-ops. Lots of head-to-head fighting games with blocky, polygon-rendered figures beating the crap out of each other on large, flat-screen monitors. Shooting games played with crude, haptic light guns. Dancing games. Once you reached the level below that, the games all began to look identical. Each was housed in a large, rectangular wooden box containing a cathode picture tube with a set of crude game controls mounted in front of it. You used your hands and your eyes, and occasionally your feet, to play these games. There were no haptics. These games didn't make you feel anything. And the deeper I descended, the cruder the game graphics got. The museum's bottom level, located in the planet core, was a spherical room containing a shrine to the very first video game, Tennis for Two, invented by William Higginbotham in 1958. The game ran on an ancient analog computer and was played on a tiny oscilloscope screen about 5 inches in diameter. Next to it was a replica of an ancient PDP-1 computer running a copy of Space War, the second video game ever made, created by a bunch of students at MIT in 1962. Like most Gunters, I'd visited Arcade a few times. I'd been to the core and had played both Tennis for Two and Space War until I'd mastered them. Then I'd wandered around the museum's many levels, playing games and looking for clues Halliday might have left behind, but I'd never found anything. I kept running, farther and farther down, until I reached the Gregarious Simulation Systems Museum, which was located just a few levels above the planet core. I'd been here once before, too, so I knew my way around. There were exhibits devoted to all of GSS's most popular games, including several arcade ports of titles they'd originally released for home computers and consoles. It didn't take me long to find the exhibit where Halliday's 5 Game Designer of the Year trophies were displayed, next to a bronze statue of the man himself. Within a few minutes, I knew I was wasting my time here. The GSS Museum exhibit was coded so that it was impossible to remove any of the items on display, so the trophies could not be collected. I spent a few minutes trying in vain to cut one of them free of its pedestal with a laser welding torch before calling it quits. Another dead end. This whole trip had been a waste of time. I took one last look around and headed for the exit, trying not to let my frustration get the best of me. I decided to take a different route on my way back up to the surface, through a section of the museum I'd never fully explored on my previous visits. I wandered through a series of tunnels that led me into a giant, cavernous chamber. It contained a kind of underground city comprised entirely of pizza joints, bowling alleys, convenience stores, and, of course, video arcades. I wandered through the maze of empty streets, then down a winding back alley that dead-ended by the entrance of a small pizza shop. I froze in my tracks when I saw the name of the place.